This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. This month, we're taking a look at healthcare systems in Europe and how they compare with ours. Somehow, they're able to cover everyone at a fraction of what we spend on healthcare. Many U.S. experts are interested in the French system in particular. NPR's Joseph Shapiro explains why.
In 2000, the World Health Organization rated healthcare around the world. France came in first. The United States ranked 37th. And this year, two researchers at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine measured something called amenable mortality. Basically, it's a measure of deaths that could have been prevented with good health care. Again, France came in first. The U.S. was last. Now some American experts, like historian Paul Dutton at Northern Arizona University, say there's a lot we can learn from the French. For starters, says Dutton, the French system is not what most Americans imagine.
Well, I think that Americans assume that if it's in Europe, which France is, that it's socialized medicine. The French don't consider their system socialized. In fact, they detest socialized medicine. That's for the French, that's the British. That's the Canadians. It's not the French system.
France, like the U.S., relies on both private insurance and government insurance. Also, just like in the States, people generally get their insurance through the place where they work. In France, everyone has health care. Unlike in Britain and Canada, there are no waiting lists to get elective surgery or see a specialist. Dutton wrote a book called Differential Diagnoses that compares the history of health care in the two countries. He says Americans, like the French, want pretty much the same thing, choice and more choice.
I found that the ideals that French and Americans held in terms of health care, specifically wanting choice of doctor, and doctors wanting really a lot of freedom of clinical decision-making. Both peoples want a private physician and lots of choice within the hospital system.
Dutton says these shared values come out of a shared history. Both countries are products of Enlightenment-era revolutions.
The French hold individual liberty and social equality very dear, right? Liberty, equality, and fraternity, of course, the slogan of their revolution. And in this country, of course, we have similar ideals, individual liberty, social equality, equal chances for everyone.
But Dutton says the French have done a better job of protecting those values in healthcare. Here's how the French healthcare system works. The national insurance program is funded mostly by payroll and income taxes. Those payments go to several quasi-public insurance funds that then negotiate with medical unions to set doctors' fees. The government regulates most hospital fees. That's how France keeps costs down. When someone goes to see a doctor, the national insurance program pays 70% of the bill. Most of the other 30% gets picked up by supplemental private insurance, which almost everyone has. It's easily affordable, and much of it gets paid for by the place where you work. Victor Rodwin at New York University and the International Longevity Center studies the French healthcare system.
There are no uninsured in France.
Does anyone ever go broke over their personal healthcare costs in
France? No, that's completely unheard of. There is no case of anybody going broke over their healthcare costs. In fact, the system is so designed that for the 3 or 4 or 5% of the patients who are the very sickest, those patients are exempt from their copayments to begin with. There are no deductibles.
That's another lesson from the French system. In France, the sicker you are, the more coverage you get. For people with one of 30 long-term and expensive illnesses, including diabetes, mental illness, and cancer, the government picks up 100% of their health care costs. For surgeries, therapies, even for the most expensive drugs. When compared to people in other countries, the French live long and healthy lives. Rodwin says that's because good care starts at birth.
When you're a new mother, you're very well taken care of in France. They take very good care of their mothers when they're pregnant. There's, of course, no problem of uninsured mothers. They get good prenatal care, and they have house visitors, nurses who come to the house and help the mothers in the first week.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
On a recent spring morning, Mary Lou Sarrazin, a young American mother married to a French husband, comes to a park with her baby daughter.
You're so cute.
Sarrazin came to Paris to teach English. She'd tell her teenage students about life in the States.
So when I was explaining to them the concept of health care and health insurance, oh la 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 la. I mean, they were so shocked that if you were sick and you did not have health insurance, you could go bankrupt. To them, that made absolutely, positively no sense because America is seen as the greatest country in the world.
When her teaching job ended and her visa expired, she returned to the U.S. and then was surprised to find herself among those 47 million Americans with no health insurance. She was pregnant and unemployed, and no insurer would sell her health insurance. So she moved back to Paris to have the baby. In France, there's months of paid job leave for mothers who work. Johnson got a child allowance that went for things like buying diapers. She found a country that provides health care and social support for new mothers in ways far beyond what she found at home.
I mean, I love America, but when it comes to like the family unit, I just noticed that France creates a system. Like there's something called creche, which is like a daycare, which is very, very affordable. If she's ever sick, I can just take her to any doctor and be able to pay for her. No problem.
So by now you're probably thinking, what's all this cost? France's healthcare system is one of the most expensive in the world. But the U.S. has the most expensive. Workers in France are required to pay about 21% of their income into the national healthcare system. Employers pick up a little more than half of that. And although Americans don't pay as much in taxes, they do end up paying more for healthcare when you add in the cost of buying insurance and the higher out-of-pocket expenses for medicine, doctors, and hospitals. So the French get more for less. But France, like all countries, faces rising costs to health care. And in a country that's so generous, it's even harder to get those expenses under control. The health system is running a deficit. So in France, those benefits are being trimmed, and there will be more cuts to come. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
Je suis une enfant malgré